Sidebar, page 21. Paul's example of joy, even in persecution and prison. Joy comes not from what happens to us, but how we respond, the kind of attitudes we have about those experiences. We need not feel like helpless victims of circumstance. No matter what predicament we are in, we should ask ourselves, how does God want me to view it and feel about it? Then we can choose, with His help, to have that frame of mind. A good illustration of this is the Apostle Paul's life. If anyone in history could be excused for wallowing in self-pity and thinking, woe is me, because of frequent severe hardships, it would be Paul. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 23 to 28. Before God called him, Paul was a hard-hearted, angry, persecuting, and executing Christians. But after his conversion, he was transformed into a loving and joyous person, partly because he understood the magnificent generosity of God's grace and mercy. Ironically, of all the books in the Bible, among the most joyful are the prison epistles, letters written by Paul while enduring an imprisonment in Rome, Acts 28, verses 16 through 31. They are the book of Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. A man whom we would expect to need encouragement was giving encouragement. Paul referred to his intense suffering as a light affliction compared with the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory that awaits God's servants at the resurrection. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. See also Romans 8, verse 18. What a great attitude. Paul wrote, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Philippians 4, verse 11. Contentment is a large part of joy. Paul didn't tell us to rejoice only when the going is pleasant and easy. He said, rejoice always. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. End of sidebar.